even though he knew he didn't have to get close to figure out which male was his mate. He approached the one on the end, the light-haired one, with the eyes tipped down to the floor. Those sea-green eyes had flicked up in defiance just long enough for Kai to see that fascinating color, and it was the color that drew him in. But it wasn't only the unique shade of his eyes. Kai could scent his future mate, the one whose body went still and solid as Kai gave in and bent over, grabbing the Omega's elbow and drawing him to his feet. His Omega stood, eyes still tipped in what Kai assumed was feigned submission, to the floor. He stepped closer to touch the tip of his nose to the soft skin behind the Omega's ear at his scent gland, and inhaled deeply. The Omega's alluring and somewhat sweet but strangely familiar scent filled his nostrils and lungs as his skin began to tingle. His reaction surprised him because the male who stood before him wasn't even in estrus yet. Even so, with that one breath, Kai reflected once more that his life would never be the same again. He was going to be tied to this stranger for the rest of his days on Earth and in the Great Sea. He would now only mate with this single being, and this male would be tasked to produce his heirs. Once more, he hoped he liked this Omega and could bear to live with him. Otherwise, he was screwed. If not, he'd have to do his duty with this fated mate and find his pleasure, his sexual release, elsewhere. A beta, a human, whoever.
"Son," his father called from behind him. Ignoring the annoyance in his father's voice, he stared down into those sea-green eyes, now bravely meeting his, and asked, "What is your name?" The male before him shuddered, but stared with unexpected confidence at Kai.
"Lucas, but I go by Luca."
Kai watched the Omega's full, soft lips move as he spoke. He could almost imagine the warmth of his breath brushing along Kai's skin as they rutted.
"Luca,"
Kai murmured softly, not only mesmerized by the male's mouth, but by those eyes of his, which peeked from between thick golden lashes.
"Bringer of light."
Luca tilted his head slightly.
"If you say so, your royal highness."
Kai frowned.
"Don't call me that again," he snapped sharply.
Luca tipped his head down, his captivating eyes following at a slower pace.
"I beg your pardon, sir."
The male was obstinate, unfearful, and his demeanor didn't match his apology. Kai liked it.
"Son!"
his father yelled from his position at the head of the hall, thumping the bottom of his scepter onto the stone platform several times to get Kai's attention.
"Prince Kai!"
The king only called him that when he was irritated, which seemed to be often.